Listening to How I Talk. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Listening to how I talk. Have I ever really paid attention to how I talk? Have I paid attention to how I am speaking? How I am articulating my thoughts? How I am putting forth what things I am saying so that they can be understood, so they can be heard, so they can be enjoyed? Am I paying attention to these things, or am I just sort of wandering around and not really paying attention to anything? And this is true for many of us. We just sort of wander around not paying attention to most anything that we're doing. Now, why is it we're doing such a silly thing like that? Why is it that we don't pay attention to what we're saying? Why is it that we sort of just talk off nothingness and then we wonder why nobody listens to us? Why nobody pays attention to us? Why nobody enjoys what we have to say? What is it all about? Well, I listen to how I talk, and as I listen to how I talk, I find out whether I really have something to say or not. Whether I really have something that I want to share or not, or whether it's just a matter of verbalizing. I talk to a lot of people, and these people will sort of mumble under their breath and speak to me, and they will say things, and they will tell me the thoughts that are on their mind and the thoughts that are in their heart. But what they say is just sort of an undertone thought. It's what many of us do. We sort of say undertone thoughts. We're not really saying what's in our mind or in our heart. Now, when I open my mouth, whenever I speak, do I have something that I would like to have be heard, that I'd like to share with somebody? Or is it just a matter of hearing my voice? And this is true for many of us. It's just a matter of hearing our voice. Now, why do we do that? It seems that that would be a most unproductive and undesirable thing. And when people mumble, when people speak very quickly, when people do not articulate, and starting out with me, if I always articulate, if I always speak clearly, if I always have a desire to be heard, if I have something to say, then I really get it across. Now, a child is speaking to its parent, and it says, "Mother, I have something to tell you. Mother, I want to tell you something. Mother, I want to tell you something." Now, oftentimes we see in the movies or in the videos and the talk shows and what have you, people say, "No, I have something very important to tell you. I want to tell you this very important thing. It's very important, something very important I want to let you know about. Something very, very important." Well, we finally say, "Well, tell it. Well, I want you to stop doing what you're doing, and I want you to listen to what I have to say." "Well, okay, I'm listening. Now, what is it you have to say?" And then you say something. Now, what is it that you're saying? Are you saying, "Mother, I want you to know something that I haven't said often enough. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic." Okay, good. Now, that idea got across. Now, let's just back up a little ways. And they say, "I have something important to say. I want to tell you something. No, if we can leave off all that window dressing, leave off all those preparatory remarks to saying something, and just get right down and say it. Now, if they don't hear us when we say it the first time, perhaps we have not articulated it. Now, we say, "Mom, I got something to tell you." No, you don't say that. You say, "Mom, I love you. You're wonderful. Oh, Mom, you make me feel so good. Mom, I love you." And you see, there'd be no misunderstanding. Mother doesn't have to prepare herself to listen to your words or to hear what you're saying. You just articulate it, and you say it beautifully, and you say it clearly, and you say it wonderfully. Well, if you believe in what you're saying, it doesn't matter what sort of a preface that you give to what you're saying. It doesn't matter how loud or how softly you speak. It's a matter of how sincerely you speak and how articulately you speak. Articulation is not a matter of, this is the way that they say these things. No, that's not articulation. That's spitting. Articulation is, this is the way I like to talk. This is the way I like to share ideas. This is the way that it makes me very happy to be in talking with another person. Because whether they hear me or not, whether they listen to me or not, whether they want to have what I'm saying or not, makes no difference to me. I speak it so clearly, so precisely, so beautifully, that there's no misunderstanding whatsoever about what I am saying. And there's no misunderstanding whatsoever in my heart, in my thought, in my being. There's no misunderstanding in me of what I am saying. I do not have to preface my remarks with a lot of getting attention ideas. I just speak. When a person is in a large group of people, and this person is an authority, and someone says, all right, now let's hear what John has to say. And so quietly, John says, I believe that we have a lot here that is going just wonderful. I believe that our sales program is beautiful, and I believe that each of you are doing a most excellent job in sales. I do believe there are three or four areas where we can improve this. And these three or four areas are so vital to the business that it'll increase our trade by 50% or better if we take advantage of them. And then stop. Don't tell what the areas are. Don't say another thing. Let them ask for it, if they want to. Let them say, well, okay, John, what are the three or four areas? And once again, quietly, just above a whisper, John speaks cautiously, carefully, purely, strongly, sharing the ideas that he has. Now the group is ready to listen. The group knows that when John speaks quietly but definitely, he has something very important to share with the group. And as he has something very important to share with the group listens to him very wonderfully and very powerfully. Now, this is true for all of us. We don't have to be an executive in an organization to get attention. We get attention by having something to say and by desiring to be heard. When we speak clearly, precisely, and wonderfully, when we care to share our words, when we don't mumble them, when we don't drop them in our beard, but we speak them out gently, powerfully, sincerely, not shouting, not that we want to be heard by shouting, not by cuteness or strangeness, but just by clearness, by lovingness, by speaking our word so purely, so perfectly, so wonderfully that people want to listen to us. Listening to how I talk, I learn a great deal, because if I speak clearly, precisely, articulately, if I have a desire to be heard, and if I have something to say, then it's wonderful. Beautiful things can be said by insignificant people, people who really you don't think about much at the time. But if a husband says to his wife, I love you, sweetheart, and lets it go at that, and she will dwell upon those words lovingly in her heart for the longest time. And when the wife says, sweetheart, you're the greatest. It's so nice when you come home in the evening. I feel such a warmth in our family circle. And he will say, Thank you. You're sweet. You're wonderful. Or he says nothing at all, but just a big smile broadcast across his face. He listens to how he talks. And he talks with his body. He talks with his mind. He talks with his soul. But mostly, he has something to say. He has a desire to be heard. He articulates it. And it is understood and heard by all. Listening to how I talk, I learn a lot. For if I am gentle, and if I am peaceful, and if I am loving, and if I am sensitive, I will be heard, and I will get across on the first broadcast, whatever it is that's in my heart and my mind and my soul. The same goes for all of us, doesn't it? Listen to how you talk sometime, and be delighted at how wonderful you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.